Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we had a gentleman that we were talking to last hour, Mike, who I guess worked for the federal government, and he was talking about, well, good government does this and that, and there's bad government too, in his opinion. And I didn't get to point out that, in my opinion, there is no good government. There's no such thing
there's
as
certainly
good government.
Bad and worse government.
I would agree with that.
The government is force, and force has consequences.
And it's usually negative consequences and unintended bad consequences.
But I support the government when it goes after murderers and killers and rapists
and things
like that.
Hopefully they get the right guy.
I just think that it could be done more efficiently in some ways. And I don't think that, say, the guy Bosch in 1942 or whatever.
Spark plug guy?
Mini products have his name on them that are made for foreign cars. But he created the fuel injection system. Mm-hmm. He didn't hate cars. He loved cars. He wanted to make them better. No one accused him, you hate cars because you want to make this better. No. I just think that the model of government as it exists today, I don't even mind using the term. I think the government can be modified to be better. And the problem is that we have this sort of top-down, winner-takes-all, hierarchical command and control structure that it doesn't allow government to respond to market incentives. If you don't like what the government does, shove it up your butt.
If you don't like what
the marketplace does, you can shop someplace else
or start your own.
If you don't like Walmart, shop at Target. If you don't like Target, shop at Kmart. If you don't like a business, you can shop elsewhere. If you don't like a government, you basically have to pick up and move and beg another government to be able to live in their country. And I got news for you, people. Even as messed up and inefficient as our government is, the rest of them are worse. Most of them are worse.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, Mark. Yeah. I don't know about that. I haven't lived under the other governments, so I can't really comment.
They all have their pluses and minuses.
Right. I know that the Economic Freedom of the World indexes make it clear that the U.S. government is not the best government as far as economic freedom.
They switched back to the top 10, which was good news.
Have they on both of the indexes?
I don't know if it's both of them. I know it's the
Heritage Foundation, and then there's the Free the World Foundation. They both yearly put out a ranking of all the countries and which is the most economically free. And the U.S. is not at the top of the list. Hong Kong actually is.
Things like New Zealand, Canada, places that I considered socialist countries in my mind are higher on the list, and it just makes you wonder why.
So 800-259-9231. But I don't like the term government, Mark. I know that you do. The reason why government can't be good, at least the governments that we know of, maybe if, Mark, you actually have your way someday and the government somehow becomes a completely voluntary agency, then that'll be great, and then it'll actually will
be
a good thing.
It may not even work the best as a voluntary agency. I don't know that that's the case. I think maybe a small republic is the best form. I just believe that somebody should be able to opt out if they don't wish.
It's never good to use force on peaceful people, to aggress against peaceful people. I don't care what your goal is. I don't care what it is that you're trying to accomplish. I don't care if you're trying to help feed people or whatever it is you want to do, save some people from tyranny in another country. Aggressing against people in order to achieve your goals is inherently corrupt, and it's inherently immoral, and it's wrong. So maybe I support some of the things that government does. Like, for instance, I like the idea of having safe drugs to take or having safe food to eat. I like those ideas. I think the government is the worst organization in the world to accomplish those things. And Meg, you wanted to get a point out about that real quick. We'll get to the phones here in just a moment.
Yeah.
But about what you've been seeing online, Hulu.
I've been watching, I watch all my TV online because I don't have a TV or I'm not paying for that. But all the commercials I've been seeing lately are for drug recalls. Because even with this, benevolent FDA process and all the money you have to pay into it, there's still drugs getting through that are harmful and have harmful effects. So even with that in place, it's not doing anything.
There's no guarantee.
And you can't sue the FDA if you get harmed by a drug. You have to sue the drug company.
Yeah.
What kind of sense does that make? They're supposed to be the organization that's protecting you, but they don't actually offer the protection.
Right. We're back to what we were talking about earlier tonight, where the government claims it's out there to keep you safe.
What kind of protection agency is going to not back up its protection? Well, I'll tell you, the kind that's going to be inefficient and the kind that's not going to do a very good job of protecting you.
And the kind that doesn't have to.
If there's no onus, then what's the problem?
Well, they don't have to because they know you're going to pay for their operations, whether or not they do a good job or whether or not they're responsible.
Pay your taxes or go to jail, citizen.
Pretty much. Yeah. So there's nothing good about that, period.
Real quick, somebody called in and said that Major George Patton did not leave the cavalry during the Bonus War. And I'm looking here at Wikipedia. I know some people do not like this as a source, but it says the infantry and cavalry is supported by 6 tanks commanded by Army Chief of Staff General George Douglas MacArthur. General Douglas MacArthur. Major, later President Dwight D. Eisenhower and his liaison with the Washington Police, and Major General Patton led the cavalry. So these bastions of the American military slaughtered their own former soldiers.
And a caller earlier said he was a junior officer. Major doesn't sound like a junior officer role.
It doesn't. I don't know. Many times when guys get into these historical debate things, it's the finer points that they talk about. And I don't know what the finer points of this.
The important point is the U.S. military, the U.S. government slaughtered its own military veterans that just wanted their benefits.
And Blood and Guts Patton was scared a few American babies on his bayonet, I imagine.
And that was called the Bonus Army, if you want to go and do more research on your own.
Bonus Army.
They didn't teach me about that in government school.
No, they're not going to teach you about American military going after American soldiers.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Your thoughts are welcome about whatever you want. It's Sean listening in Watertown to WTNY. Hello, Sean.
Yeah, hello, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, gee, I love your show. I just was flipping through my radio dial, and I hit on you. I love the way you let everybody speak their mind.
We do our best. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm thinking about what you're saying about, I don't like the federal government so much that they got certain services they're supposed to do, but they shouldn't intrude on our private lives. I like the Libertarian Party.
I used to.
Yeah, I wish they could be successful in getting someone elected to something.
Yeah, they get the, I think they got some ground root, though. I like the girl there that ran for the governor of New York.
Who was that?
I thought she had a lot of good ideas.
I don't recall that. I mean, I don't live in New York, so I'm not sure who that was. Do you happen to remember her name?
I have the pamphlet somewhere.
Did you vote for her?
Yes, I did.
All right, there you go. You know, I used to actually be a Libertarian, a member of the Libertarian Party. I used to be a life member, and I actually had to call them to rescind my life membership because I was so frustrated with them because of what they've been doing over the last decade, which is sliding away from their principle. The Libertarian Party, when I joined it, was known as the Party of Principle, and they still call themselves that. And when you joined the party, you were supposed to sign a statement that said that you agree that force should not be initiated on people, basically. And to achieve political or social goals. And I signed that statement. I was very proud of signing that statement. And then I was very disappointed later to find out that the party had just kind of slipped away from that and had started advocating, government in certain areas and advocating coercive force. And it was very disappointing to me. And so I just decided I'm done with the Libertarian Party. So,
yeah, that disappoints me too, because I didn't realize that. Maybe I'm not as up on it as you are.
Yeah, well, take a look at some of the things they've been said. You take a look at some of the press releases they've been releasing within the last 5 years, and you'll see that they are not the party of principle like they used to be. In fact, really what has happened is they've been taken over. They're
like Republican light.
Yeah, they've essentially been taken over by the conservatives who couldn't quite hack it in the Republican Party. You know, they couldn't get into the positions of power there, so they saw the Libertarian Party as a possible option. So like Bob Barr steps in 2008. Who doesn't even understand what liberty really is. Like, he's come in the right direction. I'll give him that credit. I mean, he's now against the war on drugs, and he used to be a major drug warrior.
Against the TSA
recently? I think he did, yeah. But, so the guy's moving in the right direction, but he should not have been the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be the presidential candidate for the LP unless you understand what the principle actually means and how to apply it. But yet this guy comes in, and because the party had already been hijacked, he wins the party's nomination. nation over real libertarians, and you know, then proceeds to do absolutely nothing with the presidential campaign and run it right into the ground. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Now, the Free State Project, that's something with some real viability. That's something that actually has had more success in 4 years than the Libertarian Party has in 30.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live.
You take control of these airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find there for free. We've got listening options, broadband and dial-up versions of the show around the clock, by the way. So if it's 3 in the morning and you want to hear Free Talk Live, you can get the latest episode by going to listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll also find out about our webcam, our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. We've also got a satellite channel. Somebody sent me an email today thanking us for putting ourselves up on the Galaxy 19 satellite where you can listen for free there as well. So not all satellite radio is going to charge you. Our channel is free. So you can get the details on that too, and the 84 wonderful affiliates we have on AM and FM across the country. All of it details at listen.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. The GPS Black Box Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving speed, route and speed. For traffic stops or accidents or all other driving incidents, protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. I've got one of these for my vehicle. I think it's awesome. Freedomcam.net.
All right, let's continue here with your phone calls about what you want. And go to Brad, listening in California to KGOE in Eureka. Hello, Brad.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I heard you speak earlier about voting for your radio show on the webpage.
That's podcastawards.com, and Free Talk Live has been nominated, thanks to our listeners, in the politics/news category. So, yeah, please do that.
I'm having trouble finding a link to it.
Okay, podcastawards.com.
All right.
There you go. Is that all you needed, or did you have something you wanted to comment on tonight?
Not really. I could have got this information off the air. I didn't really.
Oh, well, sorry about that. Hey, it's okay. We were going to mention it again this hour anyway. So
you gave us an opportunity.
Yeah, you gave us the excuse. So thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, we're in the Podcast Awards this year again. And last year's the only year we didn't win.
You can do it every day until the 15th.
Correct.
So it's not just a one-time voting situation. If you don't want to, we'll take your one vote. Absolutely. You know, Free Talk Live, we're not turning any votes away anyway. But if you're really into the show, and many people are, you know, I'm voting every day. So
yeah, vote as often as you
until
can.
Until the 15th, please.
I used to listen to it on Shoutcast with GCN, mm-hmm. and now I get it on the radio, so.
Excellent. Excellent. Good. Thanks to the crew over at KGOE, Tom Seaborn out there, the program director. Great guy. And thank you for the call tonight. I'm glad you're out there listening. And it's cool, man. I like it when our internet listeners transition to radio. Because, like, the radio, some of the radio guys in the business are very scared about the internet, right? I mean, the internet, there's all this content out there, and, of course, a lot of it's total crap, but there's a lot of content out there on the internet, and they're concerned that, well, you know, is the internet going to, are we going to lose our listeners to the internet? Are we going to go out of business because of the internet? And, of course, a lot of smart stations are really embracing the internet, and they realize that the internet's the future of their station. And so kind of Free Talk Live has a reverse effect. Rather than bringing people away from radio to the internet, we're actually encouraging internet listeners, people who, in many cases, have never listened to talk radio before, who find Free Talk Live online, maybe younger folks. We, by having a list of our wonderful radio affiliates on our website, give them the opportunity to, you know, drive around and listen to the show and listen and be able to support local advertisers that support the show as well. So it's great when I hear stories about people who listen online and then transition to listen on their local radio station.
Yeah, it was actually, I started listening to Free Talk Live, and then I thought, I need to buy myself a radio and see what else is out there because, you know, it was never anything I searched for online. You don't search for, you know, let's listening to boring talk radio online.
Well, there certainly isn't much more like Free Talk Live out there in the world of talk radio. There's no doubt about that.
For sure.
But yeah, please go to podcastawards.com. In the politics/news category, you will find Free Talk Live. Select us, scroll down, put your email and your name in at the bottom, and then click submit. You'll get an email in your inbox which has a link that is it, by the way, Mark, is it happening every single time that you've been voting, the email verification?
Yes.
Okay. So every time you vote, you do have to go through the email verification process. And thank
you
so much.
I've never been spammed by them, though.
No.
It's just for voting, just to make sure you're a real human being.
Yeah, I've been voting for him for years, 6 years on this site, and I have never received any spam.
Good point, good point. So podcastawards.com, thank you for that. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe Doug is with us listening in Manchester to 105.1. Hello, Doug.
Hey, now.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, Clint Webb for president, first of all.
Doug, you got to explain what you're referencing there, because our radio listeners have not heard that. Most of our radio listeners.
God. If I ever get millions of dollars, I'm going to air that all over the country, because that is hilarious.
It is a Whitest Kids You Know skit, and Meg, I know you're very familiar with the Whitest Kids You Know.
Yeah. I don't remember this skit in particular, but I hear it all the time.
It's a sketch comedy group.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of their stuff on YouTube, and that's where
it's
I found
a spoof of a political ad.
Yeah.
And he's talking about, to show you how just how serious I am, I've taken my 18-month-old baby and dressed him up in a suit.
Yeah, I have a close-cropped
haircut. My wife is pretty, yet accessible.
Yeah.
I have grown to love this state that I moved to 18 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it just shows the hypocrisy of the representatives, the idea that somebody could, in fact, represent you in the government, that's what they're doing.
I like it when he talks about how he's got a sort of sociopathic narcissism that makes him believe he can control everyone.
Yes.
And it's a brilliant little skit, and I cut up a 60-second version of it, and we've been airing it on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, which is why you've been able to hear it, because some wonderful soul put a Liberty Radio Network transmitter up in Manchester. So what else was on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I want to say something about the Libertarian Party. They screwed up 15 years ago or so when they were arguing over small stuff when they could have backed Howard Stern. Howard Stern actually would have had a chance. 35-40% of the state of New York probably would have voted for him if they backed him.
And do you think Howard Stern was really a libertarian?
It doesn't matter. I mean, he's not running for king. He can only do so much. But if they put him on a platform, a governor who's a libertarian, that would have paved the way right there.
It certainly would have gotten the Libertarian Party a lot of publicity, which they otherwise would not have received.
I don't know. I mean, everything I've heard from him sounds libertarian-ish. And Howard Stern, even if he wasn't a great libertarian, wouldn't have been the worst candidate that the Libertarian Party's ever put up.
Absolutely. I would agree with you there. And he certainly would have been a better candidate than whoever the hell the Republicans or Democrats were proposing.
Probably would have gotten way more attention, too, than anything that they've ever had.
Absolutely. He would have totally generated more attention than the whole national Libertarian Party, let alone the New York Libertarian Party. But you're right. The Libertarian Party has a history of making gaffes and errors that are just, you know, unforgivable.
Over small stuff. Yeah, stupid. Yeah.
Well, this is part of politics, is that people who get involved, whether it's the Libertarians or the Democrats or the Republicans, there's always this internal politics as well. Like politics, most people are familiar with politics from the perspective of the national level politics and the Republicans and the Democrats and all of the ins and outs of all that that you hear talked about on talk radio so often. I personally find it atrocious to listen to that sort of content. But within each political party, there's politics as well. There
it
are internal.
Like a lot of people got into the Libertarian Party so that they could participate in that.
Yeah, it's
but
gross.
It doesn't really count.
It's just so awful. And it's one of the more frustrating things about being involved in a political party is all the internal political wrangling. It's like you have to play politics just to get, you know, up to a point in the party where you can actually go ahead and run and then play politics at a nationwide level. It's just despicable. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready?
Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there, like our news updates. You can find out the latest with Free Talk Live via your email box or Twitter or Facebook or all of the above. Or two of the above, however many you want, you can get the news delivered to you in the way that works best for you about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's all for free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average 8th grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. It was created by a 24-year case-winning attorney who wants to show people how to protect themselves from other members of his profession. It's jurisdictionary.com. I've got the course. I paid for it for myself because I think it's great. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, as we continue here taking your phone calls about what you want, we go to, I believe we've got Pat in Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. Pat in Michigan?
Hello?
Hey, Pat, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I called last night to talk about why I thought QE2 was not inflationary, and I kind of touched on a number of subjects, and I was just wondering if I could clarify anything with about QE2 that you guys wanted to know.
QE2, now that is the quantitative easing.
And you're saying that's not inflationary?
Right. So ordinarily it would be inflationary because usually the big five central banks of the world all get together and they buy bonds from central bank member institutions. And those reserves that they create are lent out. And that has the multiplier effect of expanding the money supply through credit. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, well, we had people call in after you called in last night and essentially say that you're wrong, that there are, you know, it is inflation right now, that, yeah, in the housing
and
sector, it's deflating.
People have agreed with you. There doesn't seem to be a real consensus.
No, there are a lot of different opinions out there about it. So what else did you want to share?
Well, just that's it, that QE2 is misunderstood and that it's not really inflationary in this kind of environment because if the banks aren't making any loans.
Because they're printing money to give to banks, essentially printing money, but then they're essentially setting that money on fire. So because the banks aren't lending it, is that what you're saying?
No. So it's a one for one exchange that they make with the bank. So they give the bank a reserve, and they take a treasury. That's why the Federal Reserve is called a reserve. So they take an interest bearing reserve government bond out of circulation.
It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit lost. Thanks, Pat, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Mark, your thoughts?
The guy sounds like he knows more about economics than I do. I mean, I'm an amateur at this stuff.
Yeah, but then we had another guy that called in last night who sounded like he knew a lot about economics, right, and he said different things.
They can sit there and debate that all they want. I don't know a thing about it.
It's my understanding federal government, and the other guy that called in last night said I was right about this, that the federal government has the Federal Reserve essentially as the backup man, to where if they can't sell their bonds off, they can't sell the Treasury bonds, the Federal Reserve will step in and it will buy them, which means the Federal Reserve has to create the money from thin air to buy those bonds. So that means that is inflationary when that happens, especially to the tune of trillions of dollars. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's go to David listening in Keene to WKBK. Hello, David. David in Keene, going once.
Hello.
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
It hesitated with being on, but I was just going to say, I think I'm evolving. I listen to your show, Evolving Politics-wise. I think I'm a libertarian. Maybe. Maybe.
I don't think it's a terrible position.
What does that mean, to be a libertarian?
Well, this is my question. I get the impression that get rid of Social Security, get rid of taxes, get rid of welfare, get rid of health care paid by, pool of money by the government or something. Get rid of all that stuff. But then, supposing there's a person who needs huge amounts of help and no one wants to help them.
Well, that's not, first of all, David, my message is not to get rid of those things. That's not the end of my message. The message is that the government shouldn't be doing those things. So
shouldn't be forced. One shouldn't be forced to fund them if one thinks that there are better options.
Right.
As a prior liberal, this is one thing that I've been really good at talking with fellow liberals about is, they're always worried about these things like, what if this person needs help? What about the homeless? What about the, children with no parents? All these things. But obviously, it's a big concern among people, which means that it's going to get taken care of. There's enough concern about it that it's going to be a top priority for some people.
People want to help others, and the government actually hamstrings people from getting help in many cases. Now, you were actually homeless.
Yeah.
You tried to get some help.
I tried to get, I don't know, just any sort of help, food stamps, anything from the government. Yeah, I ended up starving almost to death. And it wasn't until I found a little place that gave me a sandwich and some clean clothes and a voicemail to get a job with.
Was that the government?
No. The government turned me down because 8 days with a social worker after starving and I couldn't figure out the paperwork.
It's hard to figure anything out when you're hungry because that's all you can think about at that time. So, David, to make it clear, the idea is not to just get rid of those things. It's to transition those things over into the marketplace where they can be done better, where people can be helped more effectively, where these organizations that are helping them can be run more efficiently, where they're helping the right people instead of helping the people that are, say, scamming the system. So it's all about actually increasing the level of compassion that man can have for their fellow man. The government actually has a negative, a deleterious effect on compassion because basically they take the responsibility away from people to be compassionate to one another. They essentially, by operating these programs, the Social Security and the welfare and the things you mentioned, they make it so that people will look at that and say, well, I don't have to give money to charity. I'm already paying taxes.
Or they'll feel sort of this, they're bitter because, you know, people in low income levels are they're forced to fund them. You know as well as I do that some bums out there are begging money so they can go buy cigarettes. And some people don't like that.
Well, they also put you in very bad positions because I was refused basically because I wasn't a drug addict and I wasn't pregnant. And so they gave me this position where it's like, okay, we can give you money for food if you get pregnant. Mm. And so I had to, like, seriously weigh that decision. Like, is it
negative incentive?
Yeah, is it bad enough that I'm going to put myself in that position along with a child, or am I just going to seek other options?
Can I just ask one thing?
Sure.
Like, supposedly, I've heard numbers that, like, thousands of people die because of lack of health care, right?
Yes.
I've heard that. And, so why weren't people helping those people?
Well, mostly what I would think that you're talking about is people that don't have traumatic illnesses, because you can always go to the emergency room for that kind of thing. And I don't know, you know, the specifics of each one of those circumstances as to why somebody might die or might not. But do recall that thousands of people die because of healthcare too. I mean, the hospitals have MRSA, and diseases are spread that way.
Do you remember when we had
people die a year from using prescription drugs that are prescribed to them in the manner that they are?
How about the lady that had called in from Texas, Dana, who called in a few weeks ago to tell her story about how she's receiving this government assistance and she still can't afford to pay for the medication. So even with the so-called government help, she believes she's going to die.
She was in dire straits. I remember that.
Yeah. Yes, it was just scary.
There's no doubt, David, that the system is as it is sucks. I mean, the healthcare system is bad broke.
And I don't want to leave it the way it is.
It's because of the government. The government is in there telling people that, you know, the FDA, you mentioned that earlier, Mark, with the billions of dollars that it costs to get a drug to marketplace. Someone has to pay that cost. It's the customers.
50 cents on every healthcare dollar spent by the government.
Yeah, more coming up. Thanks, David, for the call. Hey. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, so dial in now at 800-259-9231.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time, maybe, for your thoughts. If you make the call now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features on the site totally free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they're listeners of the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and you can see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to join the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
How does Cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. It won't be packed full of speeches and stuff like that. There'll be a few if you want to go to those, but there's a lot to do on the boat, and there's a lot to do in Bermuda. The ship leaves from Bayonne, New Jersey, November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now at this low rate that we have. It's liable to go up. $535 double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com. You don't even have to pay the whole $535 up front. You can just put a couple hundred dollars down to hold it. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun too. Josh, to start things out here in this segment. Josh in Tallahassee listening to WFLA FM. Hello, Josh.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling in to talk about, you know, smaller government than what we have. I mean, I don't know. As first time listening to you guys, would it be fair to say you guys, you know, you believe in a smaller government?
Yeah, I'll take a smaller government in every area that I can, pretty much every area I can get it.
I'd like a zero government, personally.
Well, it's my personal belief that, you know, they shouldn't have the ability to moderate personal safety. You know, specifically, I would never not wear my seatbelt. But I just don't think there should be a law stating that you have to wear it because that's personal safety.
Well, there isn't in here in New Hampshire.
Really?
It's the one state of all the 50 that does not have a mandatory
right.
seatbelt law.
It's one of the tricks that the federal government does. They offer millions of dollars to states in order to pass these laws. And, you know, those greedy politicians up in Tallahassee, they want that money. Mm-hmm. So they go ahead and they pass a law that they wouldn't otherwise do to their citizens in order to get
the money.
Oh,
they might do it. They might do it otherwise.
They might, but they wouldn't. Necessarily, okay. Otherwise, do.
Well, you know, I mean, I would say until you're like 18 and you're no longer under the jurisdiction of your parents, you should probably have to wear it. But
actually, there, to be clear, in New Hampshire, there is a mandate that says I think it's 12 year olds or something like that.
No, it's up to 18.
Is it 18?
Oh,
yeah. Okay, it is. So yeah, that's the way it is here in New Hampshire. But so would you also agree then that you know the war on drugs should be ended?
Oh, yes, definitely. That's one thing I was going to bring up. Since 1930s, our ability to not testify against ourselves and the right to personal privacy has been violated greatly.
Indeed.
So I guess let me test your libertarian stripes here then. Do you think that a person who, say, conscientiously objects with the idea of war as a solution for solving problems should be able to opt out of funding the government that perpetrates it?
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't think that if you don't believe in something, I don't believe you should have to contribute towards it.
All right. So what do you think the government should do?
Regarding what? War on drugs?
Anything.
No, I don't know. You said you're for small governments or lesser government. I mean, what do you think, if anything, should the government do?
I think they should back off with regulating a lot of different things that they just don't really have saying. I don't think that
how's it going down there in Florida? I'm a Florida native. Mark and I myself are both Florida natives. We used to live in the Sarasota area. How's it going? Are they backing off on you down there in Florida?
How's Charlie Crist doing?
No. From what I understand, some of the drug laws around here, the worst there are.
Yeah.
But, you know, my view on it is if a person, you know, they get caught with certain drugs, what's the better option? You put them through rehab or you send them to a prison where they still have access to drugs. They still, you know, they end up with people that are there for violent crimes.
You're absolutely right. Mark, you told me earlier this week off the air that the statistics are, 50% of people in jail or in prison across the country are there for drug crimes and other nonviolent
offenses, yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing.
And, I mean, they're there for longer sentences, too. There are people that are going there for violent crimes that have to be let out because they're out of room.
Well, it sounds to me like you should learn about the Free State Project if you're frustrated living down there in Florida. I can tell you I was looking around me and not seeing as very many liberty-loving people and certainly not seeing the ideas of freedom in any way advancing down there. I would recommend you go to freestateproject.org and learn more about what we've done here on the show, and that is made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and getting active for liberty here together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. So when you get a chance to do that, and thanks for sharing the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. As we continue, let's talk to Larry in our old hometown of Sarasota, Florida, listening to WFLA. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Ian, long time since I last talked to you.
Yep, I know who this is Larry Bernard. We went to the same school together down there in Sarasota, Pineview School.
Yep,
and
where all the smart kids go.
Larry and I have
speaking for people in the Manatee Sarasota area that didn't go to Pineview, we love you guys.
So I was talking to Skyler on AIM, and he said you're having some problem with somebody talking about QE2 earlier.
Yeah, he said it was not inflationary.
Well, I'm going to give you perspective, but just keep in mind. Number one, I'm not going to go with an Austrian monetary perspective. I'm going to give you a more general monetary perspective that's going to explain why it is and isn't inflationary at the same time.
All right, please do.
The basic gist of QE2 is imagine you got a car, it's stalled out, won't start. You're on top of a hill, you pop it into neutral, and you basically jam the gas until the car starts. That is, in essence, what QE2 does to monetary policy.
This is what they hope it does to monetary policy. There's
no
evidence.
Well, this is what it does in theory. This is what it does in theory, because I'm going to get to that in a minute here. And then you have to get the car to start and get it to drive right, which in the case of Federal Reserve policy would be massive interest rate increases to draw all that extra money out of the system once everything's rolling and moving along properly, which has never happened in the history of QE2 ever being tried. They've always done it too early or too late. If you do it too early, you stall out the economy again. You do it too late, you have inflation.
Maybe there is no right time because centralized control of the economy fails.
Well, I'm just saying that Ben Bernanke, when the Japanese did it, said, "You're crazy, this will never work."
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much Ben Bernanke's done that really has worked, honestly. I mean, you can go back and look at the quotes before the housing bubble. He's like, "There's no housing bubble here," before the economy crashes.
There's an important second part to this story.
All right.
There's the argument over whether we're having deflation or inflation in the economy. We're actually having both.
Yep.
But because the inflation is in certain aspects of the economy that people like you and I are more associated with, like gasoline, food, energy, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's deflating other areas like housing prices, insurance, credits, monetary investments, and things like that.
But what health insurance has been going up, though, every year, right?
Well, that's a little bit more complicated, and that has to do with the fact that...
For the call, I appreciate hearing...
He's right.
Sorry.
Thank you for the call tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you. And yes, he is sorry.
And he's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I went to the same school as Larry, and we actually had the same last name. And one year, I got his progress report. I wasn't supposed to get his progress report.
Is it better than yours?
No, he wasn't doing very well.
There
but
you go.
He sounds like he's doing fine now. Because how you do in government school has nothing to do with how you'll do in real life. Let's go quickly here to another QE2 call. Scott is in Wisconsin. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Scott, no F-bombs.
Guys, you know what? These guys got to get in and go to Wiki, where you guys go, and understand the definition of these words. And quantitative easing basically means to deceive the people, which is called monetizing debt. And
yep.
If you go to Wiki and look at monetizing debt, that is why our country is so far in the trillions in debt. And what happens is, what it does is what they've been doing all these years to us, and that's increase in taxes. So these guys that sit there and say, well, it's easing, no, it's a deceptive way, because all it does is put us farther debt in this country, and we just hope by the first of this year that this, I don't call it my government anymore because it's wicked, these guys don't extend bushwhackers' taxes. I want to see what these guys have to say then.
Thanks, Scott, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Meg, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And Mark, thanks for being here as well.
Well, gosh, thanks, pal. I do it every night with you.
Well, I'm just trying to show appreciation.
Yeah.
Gee, thanks for that.
Take a sign out, would you?
Well, coming up tomorrow night, you can join us for the internet show at freetalklive.com, same time online. And we'll see you Monday night. In the meantime, have a great weekend.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replace the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.